Pod Culture, episode 407, Case of the Missing Geek, part A. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Holy Trinity of Terror, we're back with another episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Adam.
And we are Christina-less. She is off on special assignment in the land of Cleve. And
we don't even have a stunt Christina.
No.
Unless you count Clara.
Yeah, Clara's around here somewhere.
Yeah. Get her a mic.
She doesn't need a mic. She'll just come in here and interrupt the damn show anyway.
She'll take over one of ours.
Probably. We did set one up during recording one time. Mm-hmm. And just, you know. Oh,
it was in your place, Glenn.
Oh,
yeah, we just said it there, and she'd every once in a while look up at the mic. So, what has everyone been up to, Glenn?
I've been watching Miracle Day.
Oh yeah,
yeah, Torchwood Miracle Day. I'm on episode 6 or 7, I forget. So I'll be finished here with it soon.
Very cool.
Is that a seagull? No, it's a bad woman.
And watching lots of other like mid-season finale things going on, and trying to play some PlayStation 4 when Carly lets me.
You don't even need to do that. You can play it on the Vita.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
Over Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. And you know, just buying way too much stuff on Amazon.
Christmas shopping
damn,
or
damn prime
Christmas shopping for yourself.
A little of both. It's like, you know, the tax-free status for Indiana is going away, like I believe the first of the year. So I'm like
taking advantage
I'm ordering
of that.
Everything now. Mm-hmm. Everything. Two of some things.
you click all on
yeah,
Amazon.
Yeah.
Just ship me the warehouse.
They did. That's the problem. The warehouse is in Indiana, so now I got to pay taxes.
Yeah, it's only like, 10 miles away from
here?
Yeah,
it's really close.
Start having stuff delivered by drone.
I will.
What are you talking about? He'll shoot him down, man. He's got like laser turrets on the house or something.
Yeah, I fear that my job will be taken over by a drone someday, but maybe I can be a Amazon UPS drone pilot.
Oh, there you go. You know?
Deliver packages to myself for a living.
It'd be nice work if you could get it, man.
Yeah.
Deliver them to yourself.
Yeah.
I like a full-time job.
I like this plan.
Mm-hmm.
Make it so. Make it so, make it so, make it so.
Make it so.
Oh, anything else, bud?
Nothing I can think of. Nope.
Adam?
Been working at my new job, or my new role. Still the same company, but I'm at a new office, and that's going very well.
Good.
Having fun. Well, it's as fun as one can have coding VBA and SQL and all that stuff. Mm. Excuse me. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Had a bit of a adventure today.
That's what you're saying. You're saying you found out how many barrels that your car can carry?
I acquired bourbon barrels.
Okay. Now, as in you legally got them or as in
legally
we watch TV?
No, I legally got them.
Okay. He didn't download
these
them.
I cannot download bourbon barrels. No.
If you had a 3D printer.
No. Even then. Wow. That's a lot of printing.
Yeah.
I went down to the Four Roses Distillery, and I had an arrangement where they were holding some barrels for me, because I want them. I want the staves. I want the planks that the barrels are made of, because I'm going to try to make things out of these things, because they sell at farmers markets. It's crazy. People pay a lot of money for these things. So I'm going to clean them up, and I can make wall hangings. I can make chairs. I can make stools. I can make candle holders. I can make belt buckles. I could do all sorts of stuff with these things. So possibly.
George Washington.
I never smell, man. Had all full of splinters.
We Crystal and I went down there, and they had them waiting there for us, and we had our tools and took them apart, took the metal bands off so we could collapse them down and fit them more easily in my car. And so we threw them in my car and came back to Louisville, and now they're
you get pulled over.
They're in my shed.
The car reeking of bourbon.
It is a wonderful smell. My car smells fantastic now because, well, I love the smell of bourbon. So it smells really good to me.
It smells great. It's like coffee. It smells great. Tastes like shit.
I hate coffee. Ugh.
Yeah, me too.
Mountain Dew.
Let's drink beans. Yeah. Sounds good to me. Yeah.
Well, they are magical, you know. And they're a fruit, so you get your serving of fruit.
That's right.
Yuck.
See, Christine's not here, so I can make fart jokes.
Yeah. I was going to make a Metallica joke. He had to remove the metal bands.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So other than that, just, I don't know, playing a few video games, kind of... I fell way behind, and by way behind, I mean several seasons behind on Supernatural. So I'm kind of catching up there. But I'm sure we'll get to that later. Just Christmas shopping, getting ready for the holiday season.
Good.
Actually kind of enjoying it this year. So,
yeah, it helps when you have someone to
Do
the stuff with.
Yeah, indeed it does. What have you been up to, Brad?
Not a goddamn thing other than trying to find a fucking job.
Yeah.
It's rough.
It's a rough market.
It's a tough market. And, trying to find something that's more than just a job, going in, punching a clock and being miserable, kind of want to find something that's you can not dread going into work on, and is not minimum wage. So it's proving a little difficult. Got a couple rejection letters in the mail the other day. One from a place I thought I had a pretty good in on, because some folks that I used to work with at B of A work over there, and they had some openings. I applied, didn't get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of sucky, but what the hell are you going to do?
Keep at it.
Yeah, that's all you keep on trying till you run out of cake. That's all you can do. Yep. Other than that, just playing some games, switching some new shit. We come out for the PS4 because I'm about played out on the three games that I bought, and nothing else really interests me. There's only so much Resogun you can play, man. The game's awesome. The game is
pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I haven't played it since we played it here, but I still was really impressed with it.
Freaking Defender 2013, man.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty good. Enjoying that. Wishing that they would release a damn remote control for the system. Because trying to watch a Blu-ray and using the DualShock 4 is a pain in the ass. Yeah. Why their own PS3 one doesn't work, I don't know. But
so you can buy a new one.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. But they don't offer one, or I probably would have bought one already.
I remember I got my PS3 one. It was like, it came free if you bought a certain...
Hancock? Yeah, it was packaged with Hancock at Walmart.
Wow.
Because I had just bought the damn remote.
Right.
At Bamax. Mm-hmm. Mother
Brad is still stewing over that.
Yeah, not really. This shit happens to us all the time.
Decision of his.
What are you talking about? Shit happens to us all the time. As soon as I buy something, it goes on sale eventually. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. So. But
geek's life.
And then just, you know, playing with the cat while Christine is away. Yep. And my insane fur child.
It's like I rushed out and got that Vita bundle. Mm-hmm. And then for Black Friday, they had it like $25 less.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah, as Christine saw this, she's like, how much are you going to pay for that Vita? And I'm like, I think it was like a $199 bundle. Why? I think I'll sell it for $175.
Yeah. I saw that, unfortunately.
Dude, don't talk to me.
Oh, well.
Do you know how much I pay for my bundle?
Yeah, I bet.
It's like $299.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I could get it, but. It's a nice piece of hardware.
Yeah, it is.
It's I don't regret buying it. I wish there were more games to put freaking PS4, but yeah. Other than that, not a whole hell of a lot. So let's just shut the hell up and get in the show.
Sounds good to me.
Let's do it.
Turn on your consoles, kids. It's time once again to scrape the bottom of the gaming barrel. This is the Epic Video Game Medley 4! Where's the rest of our team? And look at all the bodies we found. Where the folks that are dead with the shoot in the head? Oh, I'll get up and walk around. Everybody is a zombie, all dressed in Evercrombie, and they all shout for
Brains.
Resident Evil.
Brains.
Resident Evil.
Well, there is Big Boss and Thumbtown, sneaking while on the ground. Revolver, also I had some trouble with the plot. The stories are so cool, but into Raiden's a tool. A cardboard box is where I hid. In metal, metal, Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid.
Think they got the best of you. Think you'll have the last laugh. But you get the upper hand in the Koopa gang. Bowser's gone and captured me. He knows you'll come running back. Baby, don't you worry. Go and do your thing. What doesn't kill you makes you smaller. Mushrooms make you taller. You know how to suffer. Goomba's best. This leaping tail makes you
watch her open that treasure chest. Oh, here she comes. She's a Tomb Raider. Oh, here she comes. With her big guns and pistols too. Oh, here she comes. She's a Tomb Raider. Calamari is a rolls and stuff, picks up it all. Make it bigger just to please the king of all cosmos.
Hey!
Star Fox.
Let's fly through space. Ace, name the time and place. They say the same thing every day. You stink, think you don't know how to fly, but Fox pilots like me are hard to come by. The zone, own, yes, I'm in the zone. The boss, Hoss, is that Andross. Are there two or four wings on this ship? I'ma blow up his face and don't do
I'm
spit.
Fox McCloud, clown. I love to fly. My daddy be proud, proud. Except he died. I'm flying now, now. Up in the sky and then go pow, pow. Shoot Andross in his eye. Star Fox has flight control. Falco just has no soul. Slippy is in trouble. Let's do a barrel roll. Oh, Star Fox was meant to fly. Here's our wing across the sky.
Again, don't look now, but hell's within. Gonna need a spark to ignite. Creatures know when you're alone in the dark. So light 'em up, 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 light 'em up, 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 light 'em up, up, up.
They're on fire!
Light 'em up, 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 light 'em up, 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 light 'em up. I shot a noob, what a dope, as he rappelled from a rope. I looked through my sniper scope, and now you're in my sights. Threw a grenade overhead, and then I hid in the shed. Airstrike made most of them dead, but now you're in my sights. Your stare was holding, one clip, no reloading. Nade, toss, you're exploding. Where you think you're spawning, buddy? Hey, I just shot you, and this is crazy. You upped my kill streak in Call of Duty. It's hard to aim right at you truly, but thanks for the perks in Call of Duty. Hey, I just shot you right in the booty. Your number's up now in Call of Duty. And all the other noobs play co-op zombies, but I'll just kill you in Call of Duty.
Glenn, what have you got to inflict upon us this time with your guilty pleasures?
Oh, I really like this one, so you know you're in trouble.
Oh, crap.
So, there's this Roger Corman movie.
Oh, God.
A little sci-fi flick called Frankenstein Unbound. Ever heard of it? Ever seen it? Know anything about it?
For now.
Just a minute or two, yeah.
Yeah. All right, basically, 1990, you guys would have liked this one. It's only 82 minutes long. This is timely, and it's timely because it stars John Hurt, as a doctor who travels through time. That should sound familiar.
It's appropriate.
To someone about now.
Maybe a few people.
So this has what I always thought was a very iconic cover for the DVD or VHS or whatever it was. It's an eyeball that has been stitched together out of three different colored eyes. Mm-hmm. So you see all the little stitches and the wound and stuff, and the iris is a little off-shaped and different colors and stuff. And I always thought that was a really iconic cover.
Yeah.
A very interesting look to give you this idea of this Frankenstein that's stitched together. So basically, John Hurt is this doctor, and he's creating the ultimate weapon. It's in the near future, and he's creating this disintegration beam. And he's developing it for the military, and he's been testing it, but there have been some side effects. Hmm. And there's this weird cloud that has been forming over the lab with these multicolored lightning discharges and stuff. So
that's never good.
That's never good. So they bring the military in, and he tests it and shows them that this thing can basically disintegrate anything. Mm-hmm. And they're like, wow, this ultimate weapon. But apparently there have been time slips. There have been things coming through from other time periods and weird things like that. Hmm. Using this weapon has the side effect of messing with the time stream. Mm-hmm. Not good. No.
Not usually.
So, one thing I love about that early segment, I had almost forgotten about it, but seeing it again new, it's like the costumes are very, the sci-fi costumes of them working in the future look like something out of a 60s Japanese movie or something. I mean, they're really pretty bad. But I think the entire movie was made in like Italy or something. Oh. So that might explain the odd costuming. So he, of course, gets attacked by a rider that comes out of the rip in time and then goes back in the rip in time and stuff and all this craziness. One thing I thought back in 1990 was really cool. He has this cool concept car. It's kind of like a silver cross between the Batmobile and Knight Rider. It's his computer is in the car.
Oh yeah.
He designed this car and it talks to him and stuff. So this time storm's coming and the weird things are going crazy, and he runs to the car, and him and the car end up transported back in time.
Hmm.
So it's a little Back to the Future there, huh?
A little bit. 1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah. So he finds himself back in time with no idea how to get back to his own time period. And he's traveling around, and he meets a man that ends up being Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh.
Dr. Frankenstein's
Frankenstein.
Real.
Frankenstein!
Yeah. And not only is he real, he's played by Raul Julia. The now deceased Raul Julia. Who we all know his last
Street Fighter.
Movie, Street Fighter.
Mm.
Yeah. So he follows him, and of course, at this point, he has already made the monster. And the monster has killed someone. And there's this girl that has been accused of being a witch because they think she killed the person. The person
was
actually
wife.
The person was actually the younger brother of Dr. Frankenstein. But rather than reveal his creature and let his creature be destroyed, he's going to let this girl die for being a witch and take the blame for killing his brother. So so we have this doctor from the future that kind of knows the whole Frankenstein story, so he starts following him around, see what's going on. And he eventually meets Mary Shelley, a young Mary Shelley, played by Bridget Fonda. In one of her first roles.
Saw her in the,
a very young
credits.
Very young Bridget Fonda. And she is not married to yet, but living with Shelley, where she gets her last name eventually. And I think it's Lord Byron. Is that right? Yeah, Lord Byron. And they're played by Jason Patrick and Michael Hutchins from INXS, the singer of INXS, who is now also deceased, but one of his few acting roles. Although I did see him in a movie called Living on Dog Food, which was an Australian movie before he hit it big.
Living on Dog Food.
Living on Dog Food. How's that for a non sequitur? Okay.
I think we've had worse probably on the show. Yeah.
So, basically he befriends Mary Shelley and ends up telling her about how she's going to be this famous author and stuff, and that she'll still be known in the future and everything. So it's pretty interesting, their interactions. And he's trying to stop the monster and stop Dr. Frankenstein and stuff. And it's, I don't know, the costume is pretty decent. The locations are nice. Like I said, aside from the futuristic stuff from the beginning, which is really kind of cheesy and bad. Other than that, I think the movie plays out pretty well for when it was made, especially for a Roger Corman movie.
No kidding.
It's science fiction, and I'm not going to spoil the end because probably most of you haven't seen it, but it, I don't know. There's a neat take to the Frankenstein monster, that he's not just a man brought to life. He is a better man. He's the next step. He's designed. He has two thumbs on each hand. He's bigger and stronger, and you know, it's kind of like a
looks like John Travolta in Battlefield Earth.
Kinda, yeah. Which, don't watch that movie. Yeah.
Book's all right.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just a very unique sci-fi take on the Dr. Frankenstein story, which, like I said, features a time-traveling doctor played by John Hurt, which is
kind of funny.
Kind of funny.
It's kind of awesome.
So if you want to watch it and as the Lost Doctor Who movie, then enjoy it.
You know, plot-wise, it kind of has that
it does
sound to it.
Yep,
you know?
It does.
It's got a Whovian feel.
It does have a Whovian feel. And the clothes he wears and everything could have easily been a doctor's uniform.
Kind of makes you wonder if they, in the reflection that you see in Night of the Doctor, because it's obviously not John Hurt as
younger
is today. Yeah.
Yeah.
They somehow took a picture from that and digitally messed with it a little bit or something.
Yeah. If they didn't, then they are missing out. I mean, what are the odds that you would cast someone to play Doctor Who that's played a time-traveling doctor in the past? I don't know.
Well, but, Peter Capaldi played a doctor in the World Health Organization, and
that's true.
In
World War Z.
Yeah.
So he played a doctor in
for Who.
Fuckity fuck.
But I think at that point they already knew he'd been in the running. I think it was kind of a Timothy Dalton type thing where, you know, they had known for a while that they wanted him and just didn't get around to fitting him in. I do not believe that it is on Netflix streaming. I actually got the disc from the Netflix disc service. I still subscribe to that because you can get things that aren't available on streaming. Weird things like Frankenstein Unbound. But I like I said, I remembered it fondly from seeing it when it was new. And I really enjoyed seeing it again. It actually held up pretty well, except for that opening scene. I don't know. I showed you guys a few seconds of it, and
it was shot in 7 weeks.
That's pretty quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Considering all the different time periods and costume change and makeup effects and all the things involved. No,
it did look pretty solid for what it was. Yeah, especially for Roger Corman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe's trying to get over John Hurt in a Roger Corman movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Frankenstein's monster was a very unique take. It was a totally new, different feel for that, and very, very horrific kind of... I don't know. It's just when you think of, it's not like genetic manipulation and creating a new person, mm-hmm. but it was still
like
engineering.
Legos.
Yeah, but it was still engineering a better person, you know. And they really kind of go into that a little bit about how he's the new next step of humanity, you know. So
yeah, it's a neat concept. Little. Shaky on the execution, but it's a neat concept.
Well, you know, for a 1990s
Roger Corman
movie shot in like Italy or something, it turned out pretty good.
No, it wasn't bad at all. So it's definitely worth checking out if you've got Netflix, getting the physical silver discs mailed to you.
Yep, I did return it, so you can.
There you go. The one copy.
That's probably it's still floating around out there.
All right, and we will be back with more of the show. Right after Glenn adds some more crap to his queue.
You know it.
I'd had enough of rubber masks and holograms of flash bombs, a machine made fog. I'd had enough of those meddling kids and the stupid talking dog. I found my deliverance prison library, hidden in an ancient tome. I found the words that would grant my vengeance, rouse the old ones from their led her dark and alone to a secret cave near the caretaker.
Jones helped her crawl around to find her home. A mirror suddenly turned to black. Shaggy's glance was drawn through the mirror beyond to the void home of York Salt Horse. And his sanity quickly cracked. As Shag and Scoob tried to run away, Brave Fred rushed in to save the day. But when Daphne possessed, moved to kill and molest, and Velma stabbed her in the chest with a pitchfork no less. Short, turns out the owner of the old hotel, well, that was me. And I created this elaborate plot to entice the Mystery Inc. game into my grasp. And sure, they managed to stop the great Cthulhu from leaving his slumbering depths under the waves. And I went back to prison, silently awaiting the return of my master to devour my unworthy soul. And Shaggy was mostly okay after some extensive counseling. Of course, this only happened after Scooby lost a leg in one of their late-night food orgies. Turns out Shaggy had a taste for the dog meat. They don't talk anymore. Even Daphne made it out alive, though it looked like she was a goner. That cursed Davy Jones ran into a peculiar text while searching for Velma's glasses. Damn his silky, smooth voice and dreamy good looks. The book showed her how to revive the dead by reducing them to their vital essences and reconstructing them through ritual magic. This involved Velma flaying Daphne while she was still barely alive and wearing her skin like a flesh mask. She's institutionalized now. Davy used to visit her once in a while, but it got too depressing. Fred is still plucking away at mysteries with Daphne, too oblivious to realize no one was wearing a rubber mask and stupid enough to believe the child in her womb is actually his. That's an episode of Mori I can't wait for. Wait till he sees the tentacles. I swore that I would break you. I gave my soul to Cthulhu. You. I will kill you, Scooby-Doo.
Oh, it's time to get the grub on. We're back with a little geek cuisine.
Grub.
And Adam got saved at the last minute because Glenn pulled out one and then Adam vehemently vetoed it.
Yes.
Because it was pumpkin.
And we've already had it.
I don't think we did.
I did.
I don't think we did.
Yep.
I don't think we did.
Yep, we did.
I think we need to do it again.
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah, those files might have got lost or something.
Huh? Yeah, I think we need to re-record it, you know, remaster it or something. You know, the Lucas version. All right, we're back with a little geek cuisine, and we're going to eat some goldfish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but not the you know, cheap fish stuff for, you know, your little baby crackers. We got some goldfish puffs. And, of course, how can you make anything better? Add a little bacon and cheese. So we're back with a little cheddar and bacon goldfish puffs. And in the childproof bag that took us three of us to open.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Let's see. They're gluten-free. Oh.
Wow.
Those are nasty.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
It tastes like bacon and cheddar.
Tastes like bacon ass.
I don't know.
I'm not getting a lot of bacon, but I'm getting some smoke flavor.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting a smoke flavor.
After a few, they're pretty good. I'm getting the bacon.
I have one more here. I've had like two or three.
I'd like a little more cheddar.
Yeah. Nah. I'm going to, Bacon, artificial bacon's hard to get.
It is.
Right,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Like a cheddar covered bacon.
I wouldn't eat a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah, for something like his, it's all right.
All right. Like, I'm not going to give it a thumbs down. We'll say that.
I'll give it some thumbs sideways.
Yeah, I think so. Because, yeah, I'm with you, Brad. Because, I mean, I expect more of a cheddar flavor with my
I'm hardly getting any bacon. Cheese flavor to it. Mm-hmm. The artificial smoky flavor is just overpowering it way too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Goldfish cheddar bacon puffs.
Nah.
Yeah, don't go out of your way to find them because they're kind of meh.
Yeah, they're not bad.
No.
But you don't buy something because it's not bad.
Yeah.
You either buy because it's really bad or really good.
That's only us that buys it because it's really bad. Other people don't buy it because it's really bad.
They may buy it if they've heard us and you need to try it for yourself, like tofurkey and gravy soda or something.
Pawn it off on somebody else.
Brussels sprout soda.
Blech.
Country ham.
Blech.
Christmas tree.
Blech. Well, yeah.
If you hold them by the tail, they do look like a little Pac-Man, though.
Yeah, if Pac-Man were from Jersey and had spray on tan.
Cat, what the hell are you doing down there?
It's a bacon spray on tan.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I think Claire's
the cat
looking
is under my desk trying to get at the cheddar bacon crackers.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome to them because they're nasty, Claire.
Uh-oh. Are we going to have a Geek Cuisine Lab?
Nope. I had to get a little kitty out from under the desk because she was acting up. You want to say something? Hopefully that got caught on tape.
Yeah,
hopefully.
All right. And we will be back with more Pod Culture right after we lock the cat in another room.
Torment Clara.
More.
Old X. Along with it came the stigma of a big old hex that we're all into all kinds of self-mutilation, body piercing, tattoos, and scarification. But I like to find better things to do, although I do pop the occasional pimple or two. I never really cared for that other stuff, cause for me, my emotional scars were enough. I decided long ago that I wouldn't treat my body like a walking wall of graffiti. So imagine my surprise when I awoke to find a tattoo of a heart right on my behind.
Merry Christmas!
What is this?
I'm an ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, oh, yo!
What is this?
It was the day after Christmas and all through the house. Everything was a mess, I even found a dead mouse. The stockings were ripped off the women on the floor who were passed out drunk from the party the night before. The house was a wreck, I had seen enough. It'll take me all the next year to clean up. I've been planning this party the whole month of December. It looked like fun, I wish I could remember. God, what a pain in my ass, I hate cleaning. Something on the back of my sofa is steaming. I don't wanna know what they did to my cat. And speaking of a pain in my ass, what's that? Ow, what the hell, where did this come from? It's a feeling like somebody shot me in the bum. I got so drunk I can't remember a thing. I don't know what this is, but man does it sting. Into the bathroom I rushed like a flash, tore open my pants and examined my ass. And on my left butt cheek, about an inch wide, was a little red heart with a name inside. Vixen? Who the hell is Vixen? I don't remember anybody named... Wait a minute. It's starting to come back. I remember a fat guy in red and black. He showed up to the party about a quarter past 12 with the whole entourage of reindeer and elves. Looking like he had broken some strange sex laws. My party was crashed by Santa Claus. That's the only small detail I recall. Besides that, I don't remember nothing at all. I know Vixen is part of his reindeer crew, but now I wanna know what the two of us do. Just what went on, how far did it go? And second thought, I think I'd rather not know. Something tells me that I should avoid it, cause I don't wanna hear that I might have enjoyed it. I cleaned up the house, tried to clear my head. I took a shower and cleaned all the fur off my bed. I got rid of anything that could possibly remind me. I just wanna put this whole thing behind me.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, oh, yo!
What is this?
My uncle ugly bitch.
I will always regret what happened that night. That little tattoo has ruined my life. The sight of a heart still gives me a chill, and I don't want to mention my psychiatrist bill. I sort of understand, but I'm kinda sore, that my friends don't want to come around no more. My girlfriend left me and I had to move, and I eventually got the damn thing removed. Someone suggested that I change my religion. I thought about it and came to a decision. I became a druid because I thought it'd be nice, and now I practice free sex and human sacrifice. I'm haunted by the incident night and day, and now Christmas is only a few weeks away. This year I'm ready, I'm not gonna run, cause I went out and bought me a big shotgun. I'ma wait up all night in my living room, and if Vixen comes in, then she's gonna go boom. I'm gonna spike the milk till it's 190 proof. I'll start a fire in the fireplace, put landmines on the roof. I'm not gonna repeat what happened last year. I ain't going nowhere near another tiny reindeer. She better understand what I'm talking about, cause that's one piece of tale I can do without.
Merry Christmas, ooh, ooh, yo!
What is this?
My mom's an ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk.
Merry Christmas,
ooh, ooh, yo!
What is this?
I'm an ugly bitch, but I'm Johnner and Blitzer.
And we are back, rested and refreshed from the break. Even had to make a quick stop out to the quick stop for some Fiend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Caffeine, game fuel.
Mm. Game fuel.
And we're all dude up.
Mm-hmm. So what has everyone been watching? We're back with a little TV and DVD talk. Lynn, you said had something you want to start off with?
Yeah, before we get into what we have watched, I was looking at my handy little activity portion of my app that I use to track all my TV shows, and I happen to scroll ahead to December 25th, and what do I see? The Time of the Doctor.
Ah, yes.
Clara.
Oh, boy.
I hadn't heard the title before now. The Time of the Doctor.
Did you watch Day of the Doctor in 3D on your TV?
I have not watched it yet. I thought I would. Carly's actually been sick the last couple of days, so I'm trying not to sit right next to her.
The plague.
Yeah.
Go play with the lizards.
Wash your hands.
But here's something. Also, December 25th, Sherlock, Many Happy Returns.
Dun, dun, dun.
Have you heard anything about that?
I know the new season's coming up.
I know the new season's coming up. That's not the first episode.
Probably
of the new
a catch-up.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Because it wasn't until January 4th or something like
something
that, I think it's...
Ish there where
it is January 1st, The Empty Hearse.
Oh, okay.
January 1st.
January 1st, then.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it's a recap, or are they doing a Christmas special now?
No.
A Sherlock Christmas special?
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. So, I hadn't heard about that, so I thought I'd mention it and see what you guys knew.
That's I hadn't cool, heard though, about it, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
So, which brought me to the other thing. Yeah, January 1st.
Sherlock.
Hell yeah.
Sherlock Returns.
Can't wait.
The internet will explode.
Uh-huh.
It has with the trailer that was just launched.
Yeah.
All right. I still haven't started this season of American Horror Story, but they're all on my DVR waiting for me.
Don't get in a rush. It ain't that great.
Can't wait for Being Human to return January 13th.
I was wondering when that's due back.
Mm-hmm. Defiance is still a long way off in
June.
Wow.
Yes.
That's probably a little too long of an absence.
Yeah.
They just got marked down to dirt cheap in the PlayStation Store.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like $7.
Mm. Falling Sky is also returning in June.
Ooh.
Also, let's see. No, that's not right.
Of course, after the Christmas special, Doctor Who's not going to be back till what, August?
August.
Oh, wow. That sucks. As we record, there was the two-part season finale or mid-season finale of Grimm.
Okay.
And the season finale of Haven.
Yeah.
So,
hopefully that comes back.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Looks like they're kind of making some big revelations here towards the end. I don't know if they're going to bring it back or not.
I just like seeing Colin Ferguson showing up.
Yeah.
Hmm. Cool.
Hi, I'm Colin. Yeah, we know who you are. That's why we're here.
Justified, the latest season's just getting ready to come out on DVD, mm-hmm. Blu-ray.
You mean any time when that's supposed to return?
Let me see. Looks like... no, wait a minute. That's season 4.
Yeah, I don't have no word yet.
Season 5, let me see. Oh, January 7th.
Oh, pretty soon then.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you watched season 4?
I have not watched season 4. I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually... At work, I'm watching the original seasons with my pilot,
mm-hmm.
and we are in the middle of like season 2 right now. So
you just like Raylan.
Yeah, yeah, Raylan's pretty awesome.
Can you please refrain from sleeping with the witness? His boss is great. Love Art.
The characters are great. The casting's great. It's just a top-notch show. I really, really enjoy Justified. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
I'm episode or two behind. But
okay.
I am too.
I think I'm caught up. I'm pretty sure I'm caught up. I might be one episode behind, but I think I'm caught up.
I love the dollhouse in joke at the end of the last one we watched.
Yeah, and because of the way my DVR caught it, I did not see that. Which you kept talking about the dollhouse thing, and I'm like, how did I miss this? What is it? And then I realized... It was at the very, very end, mm-hmm. right? And it got chopped off.
Yeah, it's that epilogue bit that has absolutely nothing to do with the rest of the episode.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, and so I did not see that. So I was like, how could I have missed the dollhouse joke? Coulson
goes, did I fall asleep? For a little while. Like, really?
I'm glad it's going a little more the direction of
what you want?
With what I wanted. It's still not quite there. But
I like seeing Jay August back. Mm-hmm. I saw that in a preview and mm-hmm. like in a S.H.I.E.L.D. outfit, no less.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah, he had the black suit on.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's starting to move the direction that I want it to. We'll see how far it goes in that direction. But I mean, overall, I'm still enjoying it. It's just I want it to be just a little more.
A little more Marvel to it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Just a little more. But it's definitely becoming a little more comic booky, which is a good thing in my mind. Once Upon a Time.
I like the original, and there are parts of Wonderland that are good. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's got all these good parts that the whole doesn't come together, I think.
I'm watching it more for certain characters than I am the overall thing.
Oh, yeah, the knave.
Now, that's Wonderland. Once Upon a Time in Wonderland.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about... Yeah, this is what I was talking about. Once Upon a Time in Wonderland has got all these great bits to it, but it just doesn't quite hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the main show... Damn!
Now, that's the mid-season finales coming up on that as well, and that looks like it could be pretty
well. The last one we left off at seemed like it was the mid-season finale kind of thing with Henry in that revelation. But can Snow get any worse of a haircut? It just keeps getting worse and worse. And there are certain people that can rock that hairdo. And no, she looks so much better in flashbacks and stuff.
Yeah, with the wig.
Which is, you know, when she's Snow instead of Mary Margaret.
Right.
Oh, man, that is a bad haircut.
I'm kind of wondering, this latest episode, she was wearing lots of cloaks and big billowy coats and things. And they're talking about, you know, maybe we should have another kid. Have we heard, is the actress pregnant? That's my guess. She seems to be wearing lots of baggy clothes and, you know...
Standing behind things.
Yeah, yeah.
Certain blocking and...
So I've got kind of a feeling that maybe she's got a bun in the oven and...
Clara is singing the song of her people.
So I figured that might be why they've introduced the idea that, oh, well, let's have another kid, because that way they don't have to hide it for an episode or so. Going in alphabetical order here, Sleepy Hollow.
Is that getting good?
I think we've still got, one behind on that. You know, with Christina still being good. Out of town, we've kind of backed up a little bit.
Well, it looks like our beloved Walter from Fringe is going to be a recurring character, because he was in the latest episode.
Nice.
So John Noble returns. So I'm liking a lot about it. You know, not perfect. There's a couple of things, you know, but...
Dude needs to get some new clothes, man.
No, you know, he looks cool. He looks cool in that outfit.
No, the coat is fine. He just needs to have a different... Even raid a theatrical ward, you know, shop or something. Get the dude a new pair of pants and a shirt.
It is kind of ridiculous that he wears exactly the same thing every time, but... It adds to his character. It helps sell his character. I can understand it. But it doesn't make any sense logically. No, you know, it doesn't. Kind of gives him that Doctor Who look, you know, that kind of period clothes and, you know, kind of...
The crane cave.
Yeah.
Looked like the library from Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
Looks a lot like the library from Buffy. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on with secret societies and... prophecies and
you eat
all
up.
Sorts. Yeah, I'm all into that. So I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
I like the lieutenant. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the crane character, of course, is awesome. It's just it's a pretty good show. I'm really liking it.
They don't overplay his fish out of water bit, but every once in a while, there's something that just... Like, how much was that?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a great character.
8% tax. More, over 2%.
You know, I love that line.
You just like the line, "We went to war." What are you talking about?
Supernatural. I'm getting there. I'm like two episodes behind. You were like,
"Oh, I'm still like in a season behind," but I'm getting caught up. I'm at the point where they just found out. This may be spoilers. about the angel tablet or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
I'm like a season behind.
Yeah, that's a while back.
Yeah.
But it stays good. I mean, I'm really happy. I love the... Have you heard of the Men of Letters? Mm-mm. Okay. I love the Men of Letters
the
stuff.
The Winchester Cave.
Yeah. That's all really cool. Cool, cool stuff. I've heard they're going to do some sort of spinoff, possibly.
That's what I've heard.
Call me old-fashioned, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Men of Letters, you know, historical spinoff. I don't think that'll ever happen,
no.
But I think it would be cool. That'll make sense someday. And
okay.
I was like, how long did they keep Crowley locked up?
Yeah. But just looking ahead for you, you know, it stays good. I mean, you would say, how can it be good for another season?
I know.
But it is. It's good.
And I said that 3 or 4 seasons ago.
I want to know how many miles are on the Impala.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
And crazy. That thing must have like light speed or something, because they're driving like halfway across the damn country in a day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The miracle of editing.
Yep.
You must hustle a lot of pool, because that thing probably is not exactly fuel efficient. Mm-mm.
The first half of season 3 of Teen Wolf just came out on DVD.
Oh, they're splitting that shit up.
They're splitting it up.
I hate that shit.
And so it will be returning soon. The originals, I'm liking it. I love Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
I love Vampire Diaries, but the original spinoff, I was like, I'm not sure what I'm going to think. And occasionally I'm like, I don't know, but I'm really liking it.
Yeah, I like Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca's cool. And I think the werewolf chick, Phoebe Tonkin from Secret Circle, is kind of hot. So, you know, for a pregnant werewolf, you know.
She's going to have a letter.
Who knows? But they're keeping it fresh. There's some cool twists and turns. I mean, it can't be as twist and turny as Vampire Diaries.
They can try.
But they can try, and they're doing a pretty decent job.
I mean, they had Tyler show up.
So. Yeah. I mean, they have finished off. They're kind of doing what Vampire Diaries does. They finish off a plot line within an episode or two that you would have thought would have been the whole season. They're not quite on the pace of the Vampire Diaries, but they're just about there. You know,
I'm waiting for some of the main Vampire Diaries folks to come over.
Yeah.
You know.
It'll be interesting if that happens or not. Speaking of Vampire Diaries, the season, mid-season finale just happened, which I haven't seen yet. But once again, tons of twists and turns. And Nina Dobrev, that plays Elena, and plays all the other incarnations of Elena. Carly and I are talking about how she must be the hardest working actress in television. She's playing three characters on the same show
No. What's her name from Orphan Black?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I intend to. I just...
Dude, that show's awesome.
Carly and I were saving it. We were going to watch that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, this season happened, and, like, we had, like, three, four shows on a night. And we were like, okay, that can stay and wait for when we get a chance.
You need to watch it. It is phenomenal, because there's all these different clones, and she's playing all of them.
Right.
And they're all different.
Wow.
Wow.
And she is just... I can't even think of the actress's name right now. Stall for time.
Yeah, I do intend to watch that. And like I said, maybe when it's rerun season or something.
I keep meaning to get it and watch it, but I just keep forgetting. But it sounds like it might be right up like my alley.
Yeah, Orphan Black is just friggin' awesome. Yeah. Tatiana Maslany. Maslany. First name is Tatiana.
Tatiana. So, still loving the Vampire Diaries. Lots of twists and turns and flashbacks and all sorts of crap going on right now. The Augustine vampires and all these, once again, secret societies and things. And
James Marsters needs to show up. It's another original.
There you go. That'd be cool. Second cousin removed of the originals. He's... Tomorrow People. I have fallen a couple episodes behind, but I'm still pretty happy with it.
I just haven't seen this latest one, but otherwise we're pretty caught up. I just like watching it for Jacob Satan, whatever the hell his name is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guy that runs the agency.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. He's in everything.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He's getting like
Mark Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely in everything. It's crazy.
Which going to be like Mark Shepard.
Who's this?
He's on Lost. It was Satan and Supernatural.
Oh, what are Luke the Cylons? Supernatural.
Yeah.
In Battlestar Galactica.
Was he? I don't think so.
Model, like one of the...
I don't think so.
One of the final
Cylons. I don't know. We didn't know him from Lost. And...
All
right. Is Jacob on Lost?
Yep.
All right. Continue.
Tomorrow People, like I said, it's not the most original idea being a remake, but it's still kind of fun, kind of cool. I like it.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.